In the interest of a better and well-informed community, we present an editorial comment.
Ever since the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence that fateful July 4th, 1776, we Americans have celebrated Independence Day as the official birthday of the United States of America. For most of the country, July 4th has been a one-day Yankee Doodle Jamboree, a time when Americans kicked up their heels, sang, shot off fireworks, and when it was all over, said a heartfelt prayer of gratitude for what those men in Philadelphia had had the bold, soaring spirit to say and do on that day long ago. This kind of exuberant 4th of July has slipped somewhat out of style in recent years. For all our incredible growth since 1776, for all our blessings and richness of our priceless heritage, we seldom any longer seem to thrill to the memory and meaning of that historic 4th on which it all began. The bugles have been muted, the old magic subdued. Until now, this year, something exciting stirs the air, a distant tune of glory growing louder as the days roll on towards the 4th of July, 1976. It seems to sing of a renewed national awareness of the American Revolution, not as a battle cry and a bayonet charge, but as an immortal idea embodied in the Declaration of Independence, the idea that men were born to govern themselves. The 200th anniversary of the proclamation of that idea is America's gift to the world, and to the proud, bloody, agonizing struggle for liberty that followed. Americans everywhere are coming together this year, uniting in an exciting and soul-stirring cause of peace. Here in Casper, a number of people have put their minds, talents, and hearts into that spirit, and they're presenting the musical 1776. Pre-show activities get underway tonight through Friday night at 6:30 at City Park. Then it's on to the NCHS Auditorium for the 8 p.m. performance. We encourage everyone to get on board the Spirit of 76 bandwagon, attend the various functions, and help ring up the curtain of the nation's third century with the promise of a better, healthier, happier life for all. The bicentennial efforts of these dedicated Casperites would have pleased John Adams. On July 3rd, 1776, he wrote to his wife, Abigail, "I am well aware of the toil, blood, and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is worth more than all the means, and that posterity will triumph in that day's transaction." Today, we are that posterity, approaching the 200th anniversary of that day of deliverance. Whether the toil and blood and treasure have all been worthwhile is in our hands. Perhaps before the bicentennial is over, it will help us draw inspiration from the words and deeds of the men who made it all possible. Perhaps it will unite us in achievement so that our future will be worthy of the best of our past. Perhaps it will help us move forward together in a new spirit of 76 toward the mountaintop of a more perfect union.
The Reverend Jonathan Witherspoon, Pennsylvania. Dr. Benjamin Franklin, Delaware. Mr. Caesar Rodney, Maryland. Mr. Samuel Chase, Virginia. Mr. Thomas Jefferson, North Carolina. Mr. Joseph Mr. Edward Rutley, Georgia, Dr. Lyman Hall.
You have just heard an editorial comment.